This is Dr. Wallington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Castro, CASTRO, first name, Amado, AMADO, the date of birth, February 16, 1964, date of evaluation, May 25th, 2023, referring physician is Dr. Neeson. The chief complaint, 60-year-old Hispanic male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for left knee surgery. He is seen with the assistance of an interpreter, period, the HPI. The patient is a 60-year-old male who reports an industrial injury to the left knee approximately 3 years earlier, period. He stated that he was evaluated several days after his injury, period. He then underwent a conservative course of treatment to include 6 visits of physical therapy, non-steroidal and pain medication, period. Despite the same coma, he continued with pain involving the left knee, which he described as throbbing and associated with swelling and decreased range of motion, period. He had initially undergone left knee surgery in June of 2021, followed by physical therapy, but again developed pain, which he rates as 9/10, period. Pain occurs almost daily, period. He has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. The patient was found to have an abnormal ECG, for which he was referred for cardiovascular evaluation. The past medical history, 1, diabetes, next number, hypertension, past surgical history, left knee surgery, medication, unknown, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history denied, social history. He reports alcohol use, but he denies any cigarettes or drug use, period. Review of systems. Constitutional, he reports weight gain, review of systems is otherwise unremarkable, period. Physical examination, blood pressure 142/90, comma pulse 68, respiratory rate 20, height 72 inches, weight 222.8 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Abdomen is mildly obese. No masses or tenderness noted. No organomegaly is present. Musculoskeletal, left knee demonstrates severe tenderness on palpation, period. Laxity is present, period. There is varus instability and valgus instability with stress testing, period. The strength is 5/5, period. The data review, EKG demonstrates a sinus rhythm of 68 beats per minute. There is right bundle branch block. Non-specific ST/T-wave abnormality is present, period. Finger stick glucose is 155, period. The impression, this is a 60-year-old male who sustained a left knee injury period. This has resulted in decreased activities of daily living period. He has ongoing pain period. The patient has chronic pain syndrome as related to his left knee period. Patient is noted to have several risk factors for coronary artery disease, include diabetes and hypertension. However, he has no symptoms of cardiovascular disease, period. He has a right bundle branch block, period. However, no further testing is necessary from a cardiovascular perspective, period. The patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is clear for same. Copy of this report to Dr. Teodoro T. Nissen, that is Teodoro T. Nissen, S-N-I-S-S-E-N. Thank you.